actually thought to myself, this is great, I should just pack up everything and head home now, because everything that I have to say this morning has already been said. from readings and prophetic words and prayers, I just thought, Lord, I could just go on home. But it wasn't to be. And like Rita, I have this voice. I think God does this at the start of the year. He needs a break from Christmas with people shouting and screaming. So he gives people who are loud colds so that they can't shout and scream at the start of the year. let's just pray and ask for God's blessing. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, thank you that on this first Sunday of a new year, we're excited again about you and about what you're going to do. We remember, Lord, that it was through Jeremiah that you spoke and said, "For I know the plans that I have for you. Plans not to harm you, but to prosper you, to bless you." And Lord, help us to understand that that's how you feel about us, Lord God. You love us so much, Lord, that in everything that comes into our lives, you've promised that you're going to work those things for our good. It's really difficult at times for us to take a hold of that truth when we are faced with dark times, when we face difficult days. But Lord, we've got to decide, will we believe your word or will we believe our feelings? Well, help us, Father, in this coming year to put our faith in your word, in Jesus' name. And Lord, we ask that you would open our eyes to behold wonderful things from out of your word this morning. Speak to us, O God, please, in Jesus' name. Amen. Dave spoke last week on the nun section. I like the way Dave got the nun section of Psalm 119 and said that it actually speaks of people entering into a covenant with God. And even though we may suffer much as we seek to live and walk in God's covenant, we still have to purpose in our hearts to keep following God. And that's really important for us to remember in 2016, whatever may befall us. Even though we may suffer much as we seek to live and walk in God's covenant, we still have to purpose in our hearts to keep on following God. The communities around about us are filled with backsliders who, because of difficulties that have come into their lives, and it's not my place to judge, but they struggled and they stopped purposing in their hearts to keep seeking the Lord. And we can pray that God will draw them back again onto himself. Satan will indeed, as Dave also said last week, he will indeed continually set traps to try to deviate us away from God's paths. But we must keep trusting the Lord who has given us his word to illuminate our path, like we just sang. Your word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. You know, it's almost the norm when it comes to the first Sunday in January to speak about New Year resolutions, and this morning is going to be no exception. I don't know whether you're the type of person who makes them or not, but I'll bet even if you don't make them, you've certainly thought about how you might try to do things differently in 2016. You know, maybe for some, you might choose to try and lose a bit of weight. Some people might try to stop smoking. Other people might try to get a job or get a better job. Maybe you'll be like me and maybe try to be a wee bit nicer to people. You'll know I'll feel. Maybe you'll think about going to church more often. Or if Keith was here, I'd say maybe your New Year resolution would be to turn the flaming heaters off in the Sunday school. You know, a YouGov poll just this week showed that only 1 in 10 people actually keep their New Year's resolutions. So we all, what it basically means is that the old saying, the road to hell is paved with good intentions and the heads of Presbyterian ministers. And this YouGov poll actually confirms not that the road to hell is paved with good intentions, but that only 1 in 10 people who resolve to do all of these wonderful things will actually keep them. Well, personally, I don't make any because I know I can't keep them. I don't have any doubts about that. So as soon as a wee idea comes into my head about a New Year resolution, it's just quickly throughout because I can't keep them. However, I have thought about what things I hope for in 2016 and what maybe I can do to make them happen. But most New Year resolutions fail. And they fail not because they are not good ideas, but because too often they are dependent upon our willpower and our determination. And that's what makes them fail. For example, the Christian's New Year resolution often goes a wee bit like this. January. Lord, I am so willing to do this. I will go here for you. I will do that for you. Here I am, Lord. Use me. By February, it sounds more like, Lord, you know that I want to be willing to do this, to go here, or to do that. Here I am, Lord, if you need me. 2 months later, it's, Lord, you know I can't do this, and I can't go here, and I can't do that. And although I'm here, Lord, choose someone else. Why does our desire to be a better Christian or to serve God more obediently often bear very little fruit? Well, I believe one answer may be that too often our desire to be better or to do better is dependent upon our own willpower and determination. In other words, we're depending upon self or our strength to make changes. And as Julie prayed, we can't do that. God is God who changes not. We can change, but not in our own strength. We can't change if we seek to do it in our own strength. Let's read this morning from Psalm 119. We're continuing in this, and by the time we get to the end of Psalm 119, we hope that all of our attitudes towards the Word of God will have changed. So we're reading this morning from Psalm 119, verse 113. And the psalmist says these words, I hate the double-minded, but I love your law. You are my hiding place and my shield. I hope in your word. Depart from me, you evildoers, for I will keep the commandments of my God. Uphold me according to your word, that I may live, and do not let me be ashamed of my hope. Hold me up, and I shall be safe, and I shall observe your statutes continually. You reject all those who stray from your statutes, for their deceit is falsehood. You put away all the wicked of the earth like dross. Therefore, I love your testimonies. My flesh trembles for fear of you, and I am afraid of your judgments. Early into the new year, and cracks begin to appear in our resolve to be better or to do better. And before long, we find ourselves on slippery ground, finding it difficult to maintain our willpower and our determination. And we wish or even pray that we could make it this time. But soon we're back to the way it's always been, and we say or we think, ah, what's the point? And then we give up the stupid idea in the first place. I mean, let's look at this in another way. Over a period of years at Shiloh, we have heard God speak to us in many and varied ways. Most of us have shared what we believe God said to us or showed us. I hear every week, the Lord has put this on my heart. The Lord has spoken to me at the Bible studies and the wee moments of sharing. The Lord really spoke to me, and the God has said this to me and has showed me this. And sometimes it's a word specifically for the individual or for an individual, or it's a word of God for the fellowship. And we've had the prophetic word, even this morning, we've had the prophetic word spoken on numerous occasions. And let me just this morning remind you, in case you know people think we leaders don't listen to what's being said at the front. But let me just remind you what God has been saying over a number of years, consistently speaking to this fellowship, maybe speaking to you as an individual. He has said these words, I know the plans I have for you. God has a plan for your life. God has a plan for the life of this fellowship. I am going to do a new thing in Shiloh, says the Lord. Now, there is a word that he has spoken numerously over the years to us as a fellowship. I am going to do something new. I am going to build my church, and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. Another is, this is the year of the Lord's favor. I will rescue my people, and nothing will thwart the plans I have for you. Imagine if Jesus stood here physically this morning and spoke that into your life. I will rescue my people, and nothing on earth will thwart the plans I have for you. Trust and obey. Why do we need to imagine Jesus being here physically when he speaks to us? He speaks to us through his word. He speaks to us through the prophetic word. He speaks to us through the songs that Steph and others choose when we're being led into that place where our hearts are responsive to hear the voice of God. He is continually speaking. Even as we sit and we listen to other people praying, God is speaking. It's about faith. We've heard these words many times, and sometimes when we first heard them, we think, praise God, hallelujah, I believe this. And they initially inspired us, and we resolved, having heard those words, we resolved to be better and do better. But a few days later, we find ourselves on slippery ground, and how quickly we forget God's word. In this section of Psalm 119, the psalmist teaches us how we can experience the fulfillment of our desires to be better Christians or to serve God more obediently. Did you hear that? There's no ifs or buts about this. In this section of Psalm 119, the psalmist teaches us how we can experience the fulfillment of our desires to be better Christians or to serve God more obediently. God himself inspired the psalmist with these words because he wants us to learn in 2016 how true eternal change happens. God doesn't want his children, as the psalmist says here, I hate double-minded people. God doesn't want his people to be double-minded, making resolutions they can't keep, particularly about being better Christians or serving God more obediently. God knows that Satan loves these opportunities because he takes them to try to bring us under a covenant of works, trying to keep the laws that we are very unlikely to keep. In fact, we will fail to keep. And then we have him telling us that we're failures and less than what we are in Christ. Any wonder Satan loves these opportunities when we resolve at the start of the year, I'm going to be a better Christian. I'm going to serve God more obediently. Satan goes, well, do you really think so? Let's just see by the middle of next week. Satan loves these opportunities because he sees in them a chance to bring us under a covenant of works where it's down to our self-willpower and determination. Well, the meaning of the Hebrew letter here, samach, is found in verses 116 and 117. Uphold me according to your word. Hold me up and I shall be safe. Samak means simply to uphold, to hold up, to sustain, to keep safe. And when we enter into God's covenant, seeking to live and walk in it, we must understand it is God who upholds us, who sustains us, and who keeps us safe. And as we learn to love the Word of God and walk in it, we press ourselves into God, who enables us to stand even when we are on slippery ground. And on those occasions when we fall, we will not be completely cast down or forsaken. Why? Because the Lord upholds us. He sustains us and promises to keep us safe. We must trust, therefore, in God's faithfulness to us and not our faithfulness to God. Do you understand? It is God who is faithful. It is God who sustains us, who upholds us. We don't have to make New Year's resolutions to be better Christians and to serve more God more obediently. It's nice to have a willingness to want to do that. But we've got to trust in God's faithfulness to do what He has promised to do and work in us and change us and make those be eternal changes. You see, the psalmist is clear here that those who reject God and His word, they've no hands to uphold them when they find themselves on slippery ground. They have no sure foundation under them to keep them from falling. They have no everlasting loving arms beneath them to uphold them. And that's why we need to be praying for them to come to know the Lord. The word Samak here goes further by implying that those who are upheld by the Lord are those who lean upon Him. See, Christian, think about this. As far as your salvation is concerned, you lean completely upon Jesus and upon the sacrifice of Jesus. Because you know there is absolutely nothing that you can offer God towards your salvation. So you know without any shadow of doubt, you completely lean upon Jesus. Those who lean upon the Lord do not rely upon their own willpower or determination to be better Christians or to serve God more obediently. They lean upon the Lord and trust Him to do what He has promised. They fear the Lord and they love His word and His ways. Let me give you an example of this. In Isaiah 26, famous verses, 26 verse 3 and 4. You, speaking of the Lord, you will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on you, because he trusts in you. Let me put this just to the woman, don't get jealous. You will keep her in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on you, because she trusts in you. Trust in the Lord forever, for in Yah the Lord is everlasting strength. Do you hear what God is saying? God is saying, perfect peace in every circumstance. And that means perfect peace in every circumstance in 2016 will be given to those whose mind is stayed, Samak, on the Lord. Perfect peace to those who lean on the Lord and trust Him to uphold them. New Year's resolutions based on our willpower and our determination are very likely to fail. Maybe you won't lose weight. Maybe you won't stop smoking. Maybe you won't get a better job. Maybe you won't be nicer to people. Maybe you won't go to church more often. Maybe Keith won't switch the heating off in the mobile.
But our desire to be better Christians, to serve God more obediently, will also fail if we don't lean upon the Lord, who upholds us, who sustains us, and who keeps us safe. If we hear the word of the Lord speaking to us, whether that be individually or as a fellowship, we need to receive it and lean upon the Lord, trusting that he will do what he says. I know the plans I have for you. I am going to do a new thing in Shiloh. I'm going to build my church, and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. This is the year of the Lord's favor. I will rescue my people, and nothing will thwart the plans I have for you. Trust and obey. God's prophetic word should inspire us to be better and to do better, but not in our strength, our willpower, or determination. It should inspire us to lean upon the Lord and trust him to keep his promises. If we hold fast to God and his word, we can be certain that even when we find ourselves on slippery ground, he will uphold us, sustain us, and keep us safe. I was joking to myself during the week about New Year's resolutions. And then it came to a serious point and said, if I was to make a New Year resolution, it would be something like this. With the help of the Holy Spirit of God, I resolve in 2016 to lean upon the Lord and trust him to help me to love his word, to live his word, and to long for the fulfillment of his word. Love God's word, live God's word, and long for the fulfillment of God's word for answered prayers. Rita said, choose this day, and for the whole of 2016, choose this day whom you will serve. Will you seek to serve God by your own willpower and determination? Or will you choose to serve God by leaning upon him, by pressing yourself into him and trusting him to uphold you? And in every circumstance, he will give you his perfect peace, if that is what you choose to do. Only 1 in 10 people keep their New Year resolutions. As far as your walk with God is concerned, will you keep yours? Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you this morning that as we look into this new year, we would ask you please to uphold us, to hold us up, to sustain us, and to keep us safe. Even on the days, Lord, when we find ourselves on slippery ground, help us to lean upon you and to know that, Lord, there is perfect peace in every circumstance coming from you toward us. Help us, Lord God, to receive it, please. Help us to be a people, Lord God, who are open to hear your word, but also, Lord God, to believe your word and to keep, Lord God, looking to you to see the fulfillment of that word. Lord, we love you. And we resolve this morning, by the power of your Holy Spirit, that in this coming year, we would lean upon you more, trust you more, and that we would, Lord, see the evidence of this by the eternal changes that happen in our lives. We ask all of this in the name of Jesus Christ, your Son. Amen.